The body scan is best engaged in lying on the floor or a bed or a couch, some hard surface to support you. Although there is an admitted danger in lying down to do the body scan in that there is a tendency to fall asleep. And while the body scan can be an excellent tool for falling asleep, when it's performed for this specific purpose, we want to use it here as a means to explore our bodily sensations. We are very often disconnected from the body, and the body scan is one way to begin to get familiar with what we are feeling. So if you can remember that the point of the body scan is to fall awake, the floor or futon or yoga mat would be an excellent place to do the body scan. You could also do it seated in a chair. If you do it in a chair, I would recommend assuming a position that is somewhat more relaxed than the formal meditation position you take. So, whichever position you decide to do the body scan in, we want to begin by just letting everything that we are concerned about, worried about, that might be troubling us, just drop from our consciousness for the duration of the body scan. And for the next however many minutes we engage in this practice, there is nowhere to go and nothing to do. We are engaged in the practice of just being, not doing. And we want to begin that practice by finding our breath and breathing a little more deeply, perhaps, than we might normally breathe. Just following the in-breath and out-breath for a few deeper breaths to bring our system down. Feeling the belly rise on the inhale and collapse on the exhale. So returning to a normal breathing rate, breathing in through the nose and out through the nose, and simply following the flow of our breath, following the rise of the belly on the inhale and the collapse of the belly on the exhale. Noticing when the attention wanders off from the breath and bringing the attention back to the breath. And now we want to take our attention off of the breath and imagining the attention as a spotlight that we are going to send around the body, beginning with shining the spotlight down to the left foot, in particular to the toes of the left foot. And you may even want to wiggle a toe to give the spotlight some indication of where to go. And bringing the attention to the left toe, sending the attention across the toes from the big to the little toe. Feeling the bottom of the foot, the ball of the foot, the arch, and the heel. Noticing the top of the foot, the ankle. Noticing any sensations that you are feeling in the foot at the present moment, or perhaps you're not feeling anything in that foot right now, and that's fine as well. And if you're comfortable, you can flex the foot a little bit, just tightening the arch and then letting the foot fall back into place and resting your attention on the left foot. Breathing. And then when you're ready, bringing the spotlight of your attention up the left leg, sensing the shin bone, sensing the calf muscle, noticing if you can feel the fabric of your clothes against the lower leg, sensing the left knee, the top of the knee, the back of the knee, and the sides. And then, if you want, flexing that lower left leg and tightening the calf muscle for a second, holding it and letting it drop, and noticing the difference between the tension and the relaxation, letting the attention rest in the relaxation of the lower left leg, breathing, bringing the attention up the left leg to the back of the leg, the hamstrings, the top of the legs, the thighs, perhaps feeling where the leg is pressed against the floor or on the chair, and just breathing into the left leg as if the breath were coming up the leg on the inhale from the toe to the top of the leg, and then going down the leg on the exhale. And then if you like, taking the entire left leg and tightening it for a few seconds, holding it and trying to breathe into that tightness, and then letting the leg relax and sensing the difference between the tension and the relaxation, breathing up the leg. Again, feeling the breath go all the way up the course of the leg and go all the way down. Noticing any sensations that exist in the leg, any soreness or tension. Just noticing, not doing anything about them. Just checking out what's in the body. And then when you're ready, letting that left leg drop from your attention and sending the spotlight of your attention down the right leg to the right foot, and perhaps wiggling the right toes to give the spotlight a direction. And resting it there, bringing your attention on the right big toe, going across the toes, the top of the foot, and the bottom of the foot. Noticing if there's any sensation in the foot, whether you have your foot in a sock and you can feel the pressure of the sock, or there may be some heat coming from it, or it may be exposed and you're feeling air blowing against your foot. Just noticing what that right foot feels like. If you want, taking it and flexing it just for a second and letting it drop. And letting the attention rest in that relaxation of the right foot. Bringing the spotlight of your attention up the right leg, up the shin bones, the calf muscles, the knee, the top of the right leg, the back of the right leg, and then taking that right leg and tensing it and holding it for a few seconds, breathing, and then letting it drop into relaxation and breathing into it, sending the air from the toes all the way to the top of the leg on the inhale, and then back down again on the exhale. breathing. And when you're ready, letting the right leg drop from your attention and bringing the attention to the area of the pelvis and the hips, just noticing what you sense there. If you feel any tightness or soreness, any aches or pains in that region, breathing into them and sending the attention up the back, the lower back, scanning the right lower quadrant and the left lower quadrant of the back to notice if there's any soreness or tension there, whether you're against the floor or a chair, noticing what part is supported and what part is unsupported. Breathing into that lower back. Sending the attention up the back, scanning the right upper quadrant of the back and the left upper quadrant of the back, seeing if there's any tension in that area. And just sensing the back as a whole, feeling the rib cage from behind, noticing as you breathe, the ribs not only expand out from the belly, but from behind as well, trying to sense the breath from behind. Taking your attention to the belly and the front of the body, noticing the rise of the belly on the inhale and the collapse on the exhale. Sensing as well the expansion of the chest and the collapse of the chest. And noticing finally the pause at the end of the inhale and the corresponding pause at the end of the exhale, and following the entire cycle of breath. Noticing there is really no clear delineation between when the pause ends and another breath begins. It's an eternal cycle of breath. And then taking the attention back up to the neck and shoulders, noticing if there's any tension in that area. We often hold a lot of tension in that area. And if you want to tighten that area and then let it droop or drop and feel the release of tension, please feel free to do that. Noticing the difference between the tense state of that area and the relaxed state. And then taking the spotlight of our attention and splitting it into two, sending the attention down the arms, sensing the little finger, the ring finger, the middle finger, the forefinger, and the thumb, noticing where they're located on the body, on the floor. Seeing also if you can sense any temperature or humidity of the room from the palms or the back of the hands. Going up the arms, lower arms, the forearm, the elbow, the upper arms, biceps and triceps, and up back to the shoulders. And then taking the fingers and squeezing them into the palms and covering your thumb over that closed fist and squeezing tightly for 5 or 10 seconds, just holding the tension and noticing the breath suspends itself as we tighten. This is what happens when we resist anything, as the body tightens. And if we breathe and the hands naturally open up as we let the breath go. Up the arms and down the arms. And then bringing our attention back up to the neck and the shoulders, up the face, sensing the chin and the cheeks, sensing any moisture or dryness in the mouth, feeling the air as it goes into and out of our nostrils, sensing any heat on the face, feeling the space behind the eyes, the eyebrows, and the forehead. We often hold a lot of tension in our forehead. Just notice what's going on up there and see if you can relax that area. Sensing the hair, the ears. And then going down the body, sensing the head, the neck, the shoulders, the arms, the chest, the belly, the back, top of the legs, the knees, lower legs, and the foot. And then at your own pace, sending your attention up the body just to see what you notice, what might be calling out for attention, what's calm, what's tense. Working your way up from your toes to your head at your own pace. And when you're ready, bringing your attention back to the breath in the belly, feeling the belly rise on the inhale and collapse on the exhale. Breathing in, you know that you're breathing in. Breathing out, that you're breathing out. Your attention wanders off, and you notice it, and bring the attention back to the breath. When you're ready, slowly opening your eyes and reconnecting with the room. And if you've been lying down, rolling over to one side very slowly, pausing and getting up and getting back into your chair, or continuing to lie down if you wish. Knowing that the body scan is there for you to work with anytime, to get a sense of a connection to the body, and hopefully gaining some insight into what it's like to just be for a little while.